specifically honing in on what happens there in these mission trips to Guatemala. My aunt and uncle have been full-time missionaries down there, I think, for going on 18 years now. When I went, they had already been there for 4 to 6. I've lost track of the number. This is their life. They went on a short-term mission trip for about 10 days, took their older daughter along on their second trip, and the Lord began to speak to them about moving. And my uncle was one of those, just like Jeff Miles, when he got his call to be a pastor, said, no, you know, out loud, walking across the bridge. And it was, you know, he heard the Lord speak. Same with my uncle. The Lord spoke to him, and he had said, God, I will do anything for you. I love you. I will do all things for you. Just don't ask me to be a missionary. And look at, this is his life. He is a full-time missionary. And when they come back to the States, they're in culture shock. It's completely the opposite after, you know, even just 5 years or 3 years, or even for me, 6 months being down there was enough to give me culture shock and coming back to the United States. When I went, some of the things that we did, we were with a different organization at that time. People for Missions was the organization we went down there with and who my aunt and uncle were working with. They have since branched off and they've begun their own ministry, which has given them a lot more freedom to do the things they feel the Lord is calling them specifically to do. Guatemala has large cities, and the area that we would be flying into is Guatemala City. Very much like San Francisco, or, you know, just a little bit poorer, a little dirtier. But the pavement, plumbing, grocery stores, all of those things they have. Zacapa, which is where my aunt and uncle live, is about 3.5 hours away from Guatemala City. Still paved streets in the area that they live. They live in a home that is a cinder block like this, with plumbing, with showers. That's where they live week in, week out. There are churches within that community. So that's their home. However, that's not 100% their mission field. Their mission field is typically up in the mountain villages, which is incredibly poor. You can drive less than a mile from my aunt and uncle's home and you are on dirt streets. I remember one of our weekly duties was we would take all of the bedding from the teams that would come. Let me explain briefly our function then. We would have missionary teams coming for short-term trips. And those of us who were down there full-time were the ones who were taking the missionaries out into the areas of ministry. Some of it was orphanage ministry within Zacapa, and there are a lot of orphans. Sometimes the ministry took us up into the mountains. So we would be there ministering full-time to the people of Guatemala, but we would also have people coming in from all over the United States for these short-term trips like we're talking about. Now being that group that they, you know, that I used to help. And we would, you know, go and they would have a place where they would sleep at night, but we would yet go out into the mountains. So one of our duties was to actually take the bedding from the teams at the very end of the trip, and we would take things up to one of the women in one of these nearby towns just outside of Zacapa. We would drive all the bags full of sheets to her, and she would hand wash these sheets, hang them to dry, and we'd come back and we'd pick them up, you know, a week later. So there are just various little aspects that lives are being touched within that country by my aunt and uncle. As they get up into the mountain villages, they have just basic needs, water. A lot of the things that you all have talked about, dirt floors. You'll see some of the pictures where it's just a lean-to house and there's no plumbing, and kids may or may not have shoes. You know, there's extreme poverty. And so when we would go up there, oftentimes the focus was just upon meeting their basic needs. And I think my aunt and uncle have done an amazing job in really their core focus is to go out, establish a relationship with the people in this village. They don't come in Bibles blazing. They come in very gently and develop these relationships with people. It's a Spanish-speaking culture, and actually multiple different dialects. So they have actually found other areas, which is partly why they branched off from People for Missions. they wanted to go deeper into these mountain villages where nobody has been, and have had to begin to learn that new dialect. So they come in very gently, just coming to meet them. How can we help you? What are your needs? They're beginning to grow crops of coffee. Coffee is amazing there. If you love coffee, oh my goodness, we would go week in and week out to the same village, and we'd host a Wednesday night Bible study, and we'd stay overnight, and cooking literally on a fire. And Raina was the woman's name who would make us coffee. Me and Krista would just go in there, and her coffee was so good. And it's, you know, you got to sift the grounds out of the coffee, but it's just amazing. So part of what my aunt and uncle are doing down there, they're actually helping some of these places to create a product that they can make and sell to support themselves. And I have tasted the coffee from the one region where they're hanging on to this and trying to find the right venue and the right people. And they've made connections already in the States to start getting this sold and in the proper way and all of that. So it's really quite exciting. And I always love when they come, because they bring me this bag of freshly roasted, you know, beans over there. I'm like, I love you, but where's the coffee? So things like that. They're helping them with crops. They're helping them dig wells. They're helping to build churches. And most importantly, I think what their focus is not just to come in and meet physical needs, and not just to come in and teach them about Christ, but they are they're discipling. They are finding those people that they can teach and train up, especially within Zacapa, which I'll remind you is where they live. There's a lot of people who have money. It's a huge discrepancy. There's the extreme poor, and when we lived and were studying Spanish for a month, we were living with an incredibly wealthy family. And then there's the kind of middle class, and that's probably a reflective of Zacapa. My aunt and uncle are strongly involved in the church in Zacapa and encouraging the membership of that church to go and minister to their own people up in these mountain villages, to be able to give back. So they're discipling people not only within their own community, but also finding and encouraging the people who are called to be pastors up in these villages, teaching them. And when the time is right, they move on, or they stay as they're needed. So it's really quite amazing. And I'll tell you, the Lord's timing is perfect. I would love to get on my knees and say, let's go. But I have learned my lesson. I have not been able to go back in 12 years. I have wanted to desperately. 6 years ago, I was all gung-ho. Okay, we're going to do this thing. And we started a family. We had already gone into two different meetings about planning a trip to go. And it's been on my heart to go back ever since the day I left. It has had that tremendous impact on my life. It has forever changed me. You think you're going. Those of you who've never been on a mission trip, God is amazing. It's two-part. He will not waste a thing. We think we're going to bless, and we get blessed tremendously. I am forever changed by those 6 months that I spent there. And the opportunity to go back, my heart is racing just to think that we could. However, I am fully convinced the Lord's timing is perfect. And the times when I've blazed ahead and gone, God, we're going to do this thing, it doesn't happen. So please be praying about, are we meant to go? If we're meant to go, you know what? It's going to happen. And you know, I know the day will come. Maybe it's this year, maybe it's next year, maybe it's another 12 years. Who the heck knows? But please be praying about that. And irregardless of if we go, if you all have questions, if you want to get in touch with my aunt and uncle, if any of you feel called in some way to even go independently, if we don't get a group together, that can happen. That can happen. Krista and I were not at all involved with a team. The Lord actually just said, you're going to go. I remember the moment that it happened, and I there have been only a handful, maybe twice, that I've actually been able to say, okay, the Lord just spoke to me. I can't hear him audibly, but okay, all right, I'm going to do this thing. And it was quite clear to me, and we weren't hooking up with the team. And I remember calling Krista at the time and saying, you have to come to Guatemala with me. The Lord's telling me I have to go, and I'm not going alone. You're coming. So start praying. You're coming. And so her and I went. It's fantastic, just fantastic.